June 25th, 2006. It's the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
off with me. Get off them shoes and walk barefoot in the sandbox of my heart. Maybe I'm talking to you. Don't you know love when you seize it?
Fair to me.
Watt from Pedro show. Hey, Brother Matt.
Hey.
It's the June 25th edition. That was Smegma there, their new album. Richard Meltzer on vocal. A tune called Warm Up. What's the new record called? 30 Years of Service. Yeah, they've been around 30 years. They started here, but moved up to Portland years ago. And Steve McKay, the Stooges Saxman, actually gave me this because he's been jamming with them.
That's where Richard Meltzer lives, in Portland?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Let's wiggle that fucking... You know what, Brother Matt? I have got to solder the fitting on that goddamn... Yeah, use that guy. God, we got live anyway. What was that for? Ambient? You know, the other side of the room there?
There we go.
What was that about? Look at this. Now we got some tangaloni. Ah, shit.
There.
Yeah. We yeah.
Hello.
One, two. Okay.
Welcome.
So, yeah, we got the
Pedro.
Mics. Oh, wow. What is it?
It's kind of cheesy.
Is
like
it?
Electro cheese. No, it has nothing to do with Pedro.
It's
think.
Just his name, like Pedro. Pedro. We say that, Pedro. We start off with John Coltrane, All or Nothing at All. And, of course, Smegma there. It's kind of fucked up for me. I lost my glasses a couple days ago. I mean, I'm conked. I'm on the deck. And I don't want to conk with the glasses on. So I take them off because I roll on them and break them. And fuck, I wake up in the morning, I don't know where they are.
It's like someone's sneaking around when you're snoozing.
And, yeah, kiping them, looking like an idiot, they're wearing those pair. And so I went to the eye doctor. It was time for the exam anyway. Maybe that was karma's way of saying, look, Watt.
Get on it.
Yeah, you're a few months late, get the fuck to you. And I'm wearing like 6-7-year-old pair. That ain't bifocal, and they're weak as shit now. And so I can't see anything close. I can't read. Because the thing is, you put it far enough to see, but then it's too tiny. So the far away is okay, but the other thing is the things are all scratched up to shit. And so that's a irritating, frustrating thing, too. But they're coming. I should get them next week, but Thursday I leave for...
Stooge Rock, huh?
Right. First, it's like a three-part mission.
Cool.
First part with Iggy in Miami to get the bass parts for the new album right, which is a pants shitter, just me and Iggy in a little hut by the river in Little Haiti. So that'll be interesting. New experience.
That's where his pad is at, Little Haiti's on?
Yeah. Yeah. He likes things kind of earthy, you know, and funky.
Yeah, it's kind of...
You don't like merch shit.
Cultural zone.
Yeah.
I was there for a riot once.
Yeah, there's a club there called Churchill's I've played a few times. Liberty City. And anyway, so that's that mission. And then both me and him fly up to Michigan, Ann Arbor. Ronnie has got a cellar that we're going to prac for a week with all the Stooges.
Bitchin'.
And then from there we go overseas to do Greece, Switzerland, Italy, Portugal.
Wow, cool.
I wanted to get them in order right. Italy was in the mix, but it's third. And Napoli will be my first gig there, so that's
cool.
That's cool. And Montreux Jazz Festival is a Swiss gig.
Bitchin'.
And then Greece, I think it's that rock quarry again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is kind of a good test, because if you stink it up, they got all the ammo in the world to blast you. Back the night before us, Cypress Hill got blasted.
Oh, yeah.
I think two or three songs, they got rocked.
Wow.
They were rocked. They got rocked. And I heard it was because of the flag. Because they wore a Greek flag or something. And those cats, not too much. Greece had like a fascist thing in the 70s. Remember that movie Z?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so there's not too much sympathy for too much nationalism for some folks. Like the dudes at the gig. So it's one flag.
Wow.
So they started hurling the rocks. In fact, I didn't know this because they won the Euro Cup. Day before from Portugal.
And oh, you're kind of nutty, huh?
Underdogs. Yeah, and they were all on the street, but those are the people who like flags. So somebody gave me a shirt, and I said, yeah. So I was going, where? Luckily, I hear this. And so the road boss, Eric, gives me a white T-shirt. Went in Rome. That was quite a trip, too, to the gig, because the gig is in a quarry that rings the town on the outside. And there ain't no, the way they build Athens and stuff, lots of little streets. So an enemy, you'd have to, you know, block by block. There ain't no real highways, really. So, man, it was like the bus, and the bus drivers had the big old bus for, like, what, four of us?
Working it, huh?
Me, the Ashton brothers, Steve McKay. So there's four of us, huh? And this big-ass thing, it's manual tranny. A big-ass bus, and it must have been like 40 lefts, 50 rights.
Wow.
Mr. Toad's wild ride. He's hollering, cussing out. And you know that thing, it's all Greek. Well, yeah, you know, because they have another alphabet. So when you look at the signs,
wow,
you don't even know what the wrong word is, what word you're misunderstanding. You don't even know how to say it. Yeah, yeah, it's a trip. But we get up there, and there's too many cats at the entrance. So, well, don't worry, there's a fire road in the back. So we're on this little tiny dirt path, you know, with this big ass bus. Oh, man, it was crazy. We get in there, and some beer bottles came, cups of beer, right off the bat, you know, usually. And they didn't disappoint. Yeah, for some reason, people got, whoa, there's Iggy. Let's smoke. You know, I just bought this beer. Let me throw it at him.
He'll appreciate me being Belinch.
What was the other guy? I think I just did the last one in Finland. Tampere. Man, nailed him. Now, it wasn't a bottle. It was like cup, you know. Although some bottles did come. I know one almost got Ronnie in Athens. But here in Tampere, right off the bat. And so I asked, told Iggy about it after the gig. And he goes, was that one? Did one come up? He ain't even aware in a way. Or he's aware, but it's like, that's behind me.
He's so into it.
Yeah, that's behind me. That's over. That's last week's news. Like, you got a full beer, right? You're going to, like, nail. Because you can tell your buddies or something.
Yeah. You know, what's up with that?
Yeah, I got it. You know, I paid good money. I was up close. And I hit him with a beer.
A $10 beer.
Fucking clowns. So, some of that, but the rocks didn't come. And like I said, it's a quarry. So, they got all the ammunition in the world.
Wow.
If you're...
So, beer is actually kind of like kindness.
Oh, absolutely. You just get wet. But, I mean, this is what I think the American Idol, IDLE, you know. Yeah, that's what you do. You put them in a rock quarry. You know? These guys stink it up. You just belt them, stone them to death. None of these harsh words. You rock them out. Speaking of which, I got asked to, you know, this Kelly, she's a singer that's been on that, I guess. Well, a producer.
American Idol?
Yeah, asked me.
I don't know.
I'm going to be doing some songs.
Wow.
Based on an album. I don't know. It's probably sock puppet thing. So, but I was asked. Which is bizarre. I really know nothing about that stuff.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I said, well, good pipes or whatever. So,
It's like the new Gong Show.
What was the old days? Ted Mack, Ed Sullivan, where they'd have, like, amateur.
Chuck Barris,
right, Gong Show. Gotta bring that shit, man.
Soul Train.
But no, those were pro acts.
Yeah, they were real, yeah. The Gong Show was all amateur.
Don people. Cornelius come to kiss Don's ring. He was intense. Man, I remember maybe Flavor Flav? Like Public Enemy was on there.
Boy!
Yeah, and it's getting a little heavy. So Don comes with his back to the camera. Huh? So you don't see his face. Uh-huh. But you see Flavor's face looking up at his face. And you could tell he's getting red some. little back pedal. It was a trippy thing because you couldn't see Don's face. You know, he on purpose moved his back to the camera.
Out, huh?
Yeah. And then, but you could see Flav's, almost like Flav's face is a mirror, and you could see Don's like bledge.
Made his clock spin backwards.
Step to me.
You know what I've been digging on?
What?
We Jam Econo came out now, right?
Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
It's coming out Tuesday, but I guess the pre-orders.
Yeah, my pre-order arrived.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's cool.
So you saw it. What's it? What's it like?
It's bitchin'. It's got a couple little clips that weren't in the one that they showed at the Warner, because they saw a clip of me.
But it's got the main thing that was at the Warner, right?
It's got the main thing. It's got a bonus disc with 3 gigs on it. The Starwood 930 and Acoustic Blowout, which is all bitching.
And they're all full.
Yeah, yeah. And on the
regular, extra spiels?
Yeah, there's extra spiels. There's a little section of bonus extra stuff and the full real deal. It's bitching.
Now,
Tim and your
bits got all ate up because of a lame thing, and they redid it, didn't they?
Well, they redid it. Mike came over and shot that part, and that's in the extra part.
Okay.
But then it seemed like they found a little bit of the lost part
and
inserted that. So
inserted that what?
In the main deal. Yeah.
Also, the main dealio ain't exactly like...
That was the only thing I noticed that was different about the original one. Just that one little clip got inserted that I noticed.
I heard Thurston ask for his to be changed.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I heard it from him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he said, man, I talked to him for 2 hours, and all they say is that I called you guys a bunch of doofs.
That's the trippy thing about interviews and stuff. Like, you give all these words, and then only a few can fit, and it's like, doesn't come out the way you intended.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been doing interviews about it. In fact, Tuesday, I'm going to be at Amoeba Records and, I guess, signing things or something. And
Jones, you play?
Jones, not really play. I got a jam with Jonesy, though, on his... the Sex Pistol guy.
Oh, cool. Steve Jones.
He's got that radio show, right? Yeah. What's the station?
Indie.
It's not K-Rock.
No, Indie 104.
Tuesday. And he says, well, if you're going to come on, you got to jam with me. So I'm going to bring my bass and a pig nose.
Oh, cool.
I don't know what we're going to play, you know, Return to Forever. Or whatever. Try to keep up with him. I know he likes kind of old 70s rock, like Faces and stuff like Glam. So I can play some of that.
Cool.
See what happens. But I'm going to do a little sign for that. And something in San Diego, Mike Halloran's going to have me on the radio Wednesday. And so, but I got to leave, you know, for the Stooge stuff Thursday, so I can't do a lot. And in some ways, I mean, I let the thing come out for two reasons, you know, so people could remember D. Boone and see him play and talk. And then I thought if people saw us make a band, then anybody would try to make a band. It wasn't really to glorify the Minutemen. So in a way, I don't want to, like, make it all hype.
But the do-it-yourself aspect definitely comes through.
And, well, I'm proud of that.
And the D. Boone aspect definitely comes through, man. I get misty sometimes watching some of those D. Boone jams.
Man, yeah. And so that's really my main impetus. But I have been doing some interviews about it. And they asked me what I'd do different and everything. And I said, well, see, if I would have done it, yeah, I would have used different quotes. But then what I liked about Keith and Tim, them being too young to really see us and them finding out about us, is kind of the story of that DVD, you know?
Yeah, Keith and Tim, man, props to them. They did an awesome job.
Yeah. So it's their journey of finding out about us. And if Watt would have said, no, use this quote and that quote, then it would have been Watt trying to, like, airbrush... You know, my own experience would be kind of bogus.
Yeah, yeah. If you wanted to do that, you could have done that any time in the last 20 years.
Right, and it's kind of self-aggrandized. I got to really, since I am alive, be in the moment and be judged by my work in the moment and stuff, and not try to just play up the old days as somehow, God, you got to automatically like me. No way. I got to be in the moment, so that's why I look at it.
Another chapter.
So what do we got here?
We got a gloomy day in Pedro.
Yeah, we do. Gloomy Sunday. I can't read that. What's that say?
It's a cool looking cover.
Something
I can't
in the
really
bros?
Read it to something by Magic.
Brand? Yeah, you're on the side. What's it say?
Side. Brant Bjork and the Bros.
Yeah.
Saved by Magic.
And I think this tune is called Little
it's a
Bro.
Cool looking cover.
Kind of India?
India, Grateful Deadish.
Thai?
Yeah, a little combo of all those of them. Nothing like a skull and an eyeball.
And a snake. Okay, Watt from Pedro Show.
Hello, this is Lowell Thomas. The sound of gay and exotic music is our introduction to a paradise on earth. One of my favorite countries, everybody's favorite. The smiling Southeast Asiatic kingdom of Thailand, once known as Siam. We see the smile in our first picture on the face of the typically slender and graceful Thai girl who greets us with a flower behind her ear. She doesn't seem a bit frightened of the huge guardian demon behind her, in spite of his scowl and his sword. He does look more like some festival carnival figure guarding the Buddha temple dawn behind him, with its gingerbread design and gaily tiled roof. Somerset Maugham once wrote about the temples of Thailand. It makes you laugh with delight to think that anything so fantastic could exist on this somber earth.
It's a fascination. Keep the nation, rivers of the galaxy, better life for you and me. Now we see
Watt from Pedro show. Oop. That was, Chuck Treese in a band called McRad. I don't know the name. He didn't put the fucking titles of the song, so that was track one off his CD called McRad Leanna. And before that was Ray Barbie. I do know the title of that song. It was Fine Enjoyment. And both Ray Barbie and Chuck Treese are pro skaters that also play. Fucking Chuck plays everything, but he did drums this thing Thursday. And Ray was his music, and he plays guitar. Both great skaters. And what happened was there was this TV thing. Like the MySpace guy, Rupert Murdoch, was behind this. But just like when I talked to that marketing guy at MySpace, a nice cat named Josh. Oh, it's totally hands-off. We have autonomy.
Rupert.
So it won't be like a propaganda thing. What's Fox News?
Rupert.
You wouldn't really call it news, right?
No, that's
Organ. Fox Organ. So anyway, this Fox TV had this thing on, Fuel TV. I can't get my organs mixed up. It has this deal doing sports or something. What's the marketing term? Extreme. So I guess skating is fits in this.
Randy.
Yeah. Yeah. You go, girl. And this is about, the concept was this. Ray Barbie, he lives in Long Beach, he's a pro skater. I've, in fact, recorded with him before. Great musician, too. And he was asked to do this thing. Hey, what about a thing on where skaters, I think it's called Check 1-2 or something like this, this show. I don't know. I've never seen it or anything. But I was approached with Ray and the producer, Johnny Kasovich, who's a nice cat, too, about, well, here's skaters who play. I'm like, whoa, what a concept. No parallel processing. You just do one thing, you know. I don't chow, I just shit.
Two things.
You know? I don't shit, I just chow. So anyway, so Ray says, okay, I got a skater friend named Chuck, and one on drums, and then, why can't skate? You know, he never did with those knees. But I like his thing about DIY, and I think of Pedro. DIY, even though he's Long Beach, you want to do it here because these cats made the San Pedro skate park here under Channel Street, under the freeway. And so I like this idea, huh? You do it yourself. When I think of the Minutemen, I always think of this. So they want to shoot us playing together. It's just some five tunes Ray Barbie came up with. I learned the day before. Well, they want to shoot at some club thing. And I told Ray, well, if you're into this DIY thing and Pedro and Minutemen and skate park. There's this house on 13th Street where these young people do gigs. In fact, they have out of tour bands. It's like a stop on the circuit. Like yesterday, I went to another one.
Yeah,
I was telling you about
fun.
It earlier. And these cats from Milwaukee telling us about Pedro being the place to play, looking forward to on tour.
Wow.
Which blows my mind, you know. I mean, Minutemen had a song called, Reactionaries, actually. Nobody Comes from Pedro. I mean, we thought, because even dudes up in L.A., when I spray painted that on my bass, you know, they thought my name was Pedro. So anyway, Ray says, we'll do it in the house, this 13th Street house where they do gigs, you know. I actually found out about this from Vinny Vegas and Raul, because Raul plays in these bands. Drinking Purgatory, Drinker's Purgatory, Killer Dreamer, Toys That Kill, Todd Recess Records. Remember who
he
was on? Yeah, a lot of his buds. They're part of this circuit. It's kind of like hardcore, a little way in the music's kind of
cool.
Guitar, fast stuff. But, it's really a self-empowered scene. So I said, okay. So they came down Thursday. The day before Wednesday, Chuck comes in from Philly, and they show me the songs. Now, these are skater guys, but the music, there's a lot of chords and shit, a lot of stuff to learn, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that's the night I lose my glasses. So all the notes I made on the paper, well, I didn't want them to, maybe it was a little vain of me. But I also was so with the lights and shit, sweaty, and I didn't want to fog it up, so I didn't. These are too weak ass anyway, so I couldn't see the chords on the deck. I didn't want to have it up on some stand or something. So I had it on the deck and I couldn't see. So I blew some clams. But Ray wanted me to do bass solos and shit. And so It was kind of, and Chuck was inside and outside like Elvin Jones. It was kind of wild kind of thing. It's instrumental. And we'll see how it is. Next week he's going to skate. They're going to film him at the skate park. Who, by the way, those cats are helping some young people in France get a skate park.
Well, awesome.
Yeah, so it's getting, you know, that's part of the deal, right? It's not just all about you. It's passing it on.
Yeah.
So in that way, it's kind of neat, you know. So I guess real life is duplicit. You work with this clown, Murdoch, in a way. I heard his son, right? You don't want part of it.
Oh, yeah?
He bailed out on him.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
You. I'm out, Pop. I'm going to make my home. So anyway, somehow it's with him, but not about him. It's not for him. It's even with the Mishy brother, man.
Thank you.
You know, what my Waste of Space Place thing. You go on there, and they got all these little banner ads for, like, punch out the president, and who's the bad? You notice that? Like, what's this about? You know, do you like they bring up Kerry. You like Kerry or this guy? And it's like, whoa, what's this about? You know, it's some kind of veneer of, like, you know, choice. Or, so I don't know, but as long as they don't go in there and just censor stuff or change or stuff, I guess you can use things like this, sort of like the freeway. You know, limo goes by, the Volkswagen goes by. As long as you don't jump in the window, grab your steering wheel, you know, share the road. So that's my story there with Ray Barbie, Chuck Treese, and the two skaters that can play their asses off.
That's
cool. It's very righteous of them to have the board and to give more exposure for Pedro. God, it's a trip. I mean, the good parts of Pedro. Obviously, these things are in every town. Anybody can get a band and get a skate park or house gig going. And so it's not like we're more special. We just got a harbor. We got the water. We got the geography. That's all. Before that, we had a band called TVBC with Holiday Monotony. And we started off with Paradise on Earth by Brant Bjork and the Bros.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. Double DVD, in fact, from Brant.
At Temples of Tyrant, Somerset Mall.
You know, I got that from a dude at a gig. I mean, I think it was Brant himself.
Not one of the bros?
Well, it might be one of them one-man band things. You know how it is nowadays. You can get it going.
Yeah, do it all in your bedroom.
Right, so the bros might be, you know, different segments
alter
of
egos.
His own mind. Alter egos. Farting it up there, blowing a foul wind. I can't even find his box anymore, but it's a double DVD.
Yeah, cool looking cover. Snakes, skulls, eyeballs.
Right, and obviously we're right. It is about Thailand because he had.
You mentioned the temples of Thailand.
What was it? Him? It was John Cameron Swayze. Wasn't he the Timex guy?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He'd be out there like this.
Keeps on takes a look in. Takes a look in. Keeps
on tsunami or something. Like this. You don't see those commercials anymore.
No, the gorilla and the suitcase.
Yeah, what happened?
American Tourister.
Simonson.
Some luggage.
Yeah.
Primo luggage.
So what happened? Just got all outsourced?
Guess they all just outsourced. Yeah, so discount,
the
just
branding
malls
ain't so
now.
Important anymore. Sorry. God, what was the name of that? That was like the name for luggage.
Yeah. Samsonite?
Samsonite. Yeah. I think I went by the factory. It was in Providence, Rhode Island. The former factory. It's something else now. Or maybe it was in Warren, Rhode Island. Because Joe DePasquale drove me by it or something. It was like the big attraction of the town.
Bunch maybe of monkeys crawling around on the building.
I can't remember. In Providence, everything's kind of close. kind of close. So I could almost say anywhere. And
there. Be in the neighborhood.
Yeah, be in the neighborhood. well, we're coming on the end.
Wow.
With the first hour soon. Let's see, I'm going to be away for 5 weeks, Brother Matt, so got to hold the fort. He said I got all that Stooges things come back, and I'll come back at the end of June. and do another show with Money Mark and John Wick's Lost Pumpkinheads.
Oh, cool.
It's kind of lame because we've been doing once a month since September, and we got to hold off a week and do August, so there ain't no July one. So maybe we do two in August to make up. But September will be a year, so that's kind of bad.
Those are cool Pumpkinhead gigs.
The Pumpkinheads, yeah. I think they might do a Shittin' Factory one.
Oh, yeah?
Hollywood, so.
Yeah, Money Mark, he's got a whole array of sounds and stuff he comes up with.
Yeah, he's wild. He's wild. He's working on a new album.
Cool.
Oh, man, we're there. Okay, end of first hour, June 25, 2006, Wapa Pedro Show, hold tight for hour two. June 25, 2006, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
song I gotta sing with my weenie out.
Thank you.
Swat from Pedro show. That was Spot with a chokehold farewell. Yeah. Beautiful Spot. He's a guy who did our first Minuteman records and a SST producer with Black Flag, who's Skidoo Meat Puppets. Just an extraordinary guy. He lives in Austin. I think when I do another U.S. tour with my own music, I'll be with him again.
Cool.
We'll tour together. He's righteous. Tour compadre. Speaking of tour, on my own, you know, I am going to tour with my new Missing Men band in November and December. I've been invited to open up the Chili Peppers. So
oh, cool.
I'll be doing like... I don't know, end of November to maybe 3 weeks.
Cool.
3.5 weeks with those guys. Flea asked us aboard. And this was the Raul Morales, Tom Watson, my new guitar, bass, drum trio. And we ain't got a lot of time, though, because of the Stooges' plans and all this. So we'll get the album going in the spring. But for this tour and stuff, it'd be just good for us three to play. And plus the invite. And in fact, I'm going to have to like fly back and forth for a couple of the gigs because Stooges got these All Tomorrow Parties things in England at the beginning of December. Thurston's curating a thing and he asked for the Stooges. So my guys will be out in a boat while I fly back. I think there's two gigs. Because the way the venue is, the All Tomorrow's Party's in a different pad this time. It's in a Minehead part instead of Camber Sands. And the pad... The main room holds only 3,000, but there's 6,000 people who can come. So the band has to play actually twice, so both you can see them, huh?
Wow.
So in between, and then I got Chili Pepper gigs, or Missing Men, the Chili Peppers, on the days that we don't play. So I'll be flying back and forth, ping-ponging it.
So what leg of the Chili Peppers tour are you going to be doing?
Well, obviously a European part, but it's like Germany, Austria, there's a Italian gig, a Danish gig, a Swedish gig. So, but, yeah, central part of Europe, kind of. Maybe, yeah. And then I'll be doing Carlos, my Dutch dude guy I've worked with for 20 years. He's going to give me some local gigs. Because, yeah, they don't play every day of the week. So we'll fill those in with a little trip. And even though I won't really get to dive into the real Missing Men stuff because these constraints. Also, Tom is really busy with the Red Crayola right now. But that'll come in the spring. And then we'll do a proper U.S. tour.
Oh, cool.
God, it's been come this fall. It'll be 2 years since I did a Watt U.S. tour.
Oh, wow.
Because Stooges so much, huh? And then October 7th, yeah, we start the Stooges album with Steve Albini in Chicago. So, a lot on the plate. Before Spot, we had Nig Heist with If She Ever Comes Now, a Velvet Underground cover. That's Mugger, who used to be a roadie. He started off as a roadie for Black Flag, became the accountant of SST. And I saw him a little while ago. He's a teacher now. He lives in Orange County.
Wow.
Great cat. And Spot put that together. Mr. Mugger. Mr. Mugger. He's a... Ran away with him when he was 16. His pop and his brother would get drunk and beat him. So one day he took a baseball bat and broke their legs and ran away from home. And ends up, you know, like I said, with Black Flag. Sweet guy. Went and put himself through college. Punk rockers are complicated people sometimes. Speaking of which, an old one I saw, an old Pedro one who came in from Indiana. I mean, he's from Pedro, but he, I guess, married a girl, so he's been living out there, and he came back for a family thing. Was Mike Brinson.
You're kidding.
You know him? Yeah.
He was in my high school class.
Okay, because
he was one of
kind of a tripper, right, a Pedro guy. He's in that another state of mind where he keeps getting his hair dyed. I was laughing about that because at the time we were touring with Flag doing these, you know, 3-4 monthers and all this. And these guys don't even make 8 or 9 gigs, and they're flying home. You know, yeah. Not to rank on him or anything, but it was a funny. It was another state of mind than the one we were doing.
Graduation day, he has combat boots on.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny. One of these, like I was saying this thing yesterday, there were some Milwaukee guys, and one guy's got the video camera. I want to do an interview with you, with Mike Watt. So first thing, you know, and later on he talked about hearing about Pedro. But the first, what was the first thing he asked me? What's it like in the old days? I mean, what the what old days, you know? The dinosaurs, the Ice Age, or what? Cretaceous, Jurassic. You mean the old days? What's it like in the young days, you know? I mean, he was straight at me. Obviously, he's probably talking about when I was a young punk rocker, but it's funny, you know. Yeah, the old days. Anyway, I got to see Mike Brinson for a little bit. He was at that house with the skate thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I just stopped by because his folks live a little by there.
Last time I saw him was out, I think, Prince of Wales or someplace in Playa del Rey.
And yeah.
He said, hey, you're Mike Brinson, aren't you? I haven't seen you since high school, Pedro. And he mumbled something and went out and kicked some dude's ass in the street.
Whoa. That's Pedro. That's just old days. we started off with Lowered Boom, Nels Klein Singers. That's from his record Instrumentals. Nels Klein, I think he's up in Vancouver right now teaching.
Wow.
He wrote me an email. And he's got some Wilco on the dealio. He's going to do that thing with me and Perkins for Jimbo. Kelly. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's a coincidence, because I was asked by the producer to play some bass, but Jimbo wants us to actually cover one of her songs.
Uh-huh.
Nothing to do with each other, although they know each other, David Kahn and Jimbo. But, yeah, how this new wave, or whatever it is, it's not even new wave, what is it, pop. Pop comes into my life. So Jimbo wants us to mangle it, and then David Kahn wants me to come in and aid and abet. Yeah, she said, yeah. She's really excited. I was like, wow, you know, because I wrote him back. Hey, does she know who I am? Does she really want this? Well, obviously, I don't know if she picks, you know, sock puppet time. So I don't know. Oh, yeah, she's excited. She can sing her ass off. Okay. Well, you know, whatever. You know, you're an old friend, David. And Jimbo, too, you know. He sent me the song, and it was like, yeah, I can hear you doing this. I'm listening to this thing. It's like, Jesus Christ, Jimbo. It's like a compilation of guilty pleasure. But it's not my guilty pleasure. You know, I would do a Madonna song, you know. But sometimes it's neat to, like, just dive off into somebody else's dream. And
yeah, it's open-minded.
I love playing with Nels. Any excuse to play with Nels is great with me and Perkins. Oh, I played with Perkins Saturday. Or was it Friday? Friday. Last local gig for a while, and with Peter DeStefano. And man, those guys were in slow motion. Yeah, the first three or four songs is like, whoa, this is slow. So I said something, and then we're going to do 1969. And it was like fucking the fastest version I ever done in my life. I couldn't believe it. So Perk, you know, but it was like so slow. Yeah, he took it to heart. Man, it was a trippy gig for me because, it's very aggressive and stuff like this. And sometimes I'm straining, but it felt like even though I was all tired out, somehow I got a good thing on. And, you know, felt like, whoa, this is just going by. I ain't straining and it's just blowing out of my fingers and. But then all these cramps in the back of my calves, you know, and I sweated the whole Levi. But overall, it was still a kind of a good blowout. We play this band Soccer Mom. It's got John Wicks, the guy from Pumpkinheads, on drums. Yeah, Soccer.
Long Beach?
I wonder where they're from.
But you guys played in Long Beach?
No, 14 Below.
Oh.
Santa Monica. Yeah. So it's kind of a hell ride there. In fact, getting out of town was hard. But did you... Were you in the north part of Pedro by the freeway Friday? They had it all shut down. There was hombre all over and the helicopter. And I don't know what went down, but I had to go to Pacific, get on the freeway that way. Yeah.
So speaking of those guys, any more talk of porno action?
Oh, yeah. Peter wants to get that going bad.
Cool.
Problem is Perk and Pear.
Too busy? Or they're just a little friction?
No. Maybe in a year it works out. Because that was a beautiful band.
Yeah.
It was 10 years ago now, but I really enjoyed playing with them. And so maybe in a year, Peter said. I know he's going to play with Perry at this Chicago Lollapalooza. It's in one town now for 3 days, and he's going to do acoustic with him. But he said maybe next year. I would jump on it big time. I really like that experience. And there was something about those three guys playing. I learned a lot the way they made their band. Even though I've done a lot of music, a lot of bands, it was very interesting for me, especially the way they did it. It was very organic and the beautiful thing about it. So they can get this bludge under way, under toe, underground, buried, then, it'll come about. I can't wait, man. That's a great
beautiful
thing.
I never saw so many babes on stage before.
Remember one with was on stilts and she breathed fire and she fell on me. Oh, she passed away, Pandora, her name. Somebody told me. I actually saw her a year or two ago. She came to a Pete Piazza's gig. But we were in Western Massachusetts. Got great woods or some, one of these clear channel sheds nowadays. Probably didn't start off that way. But anyway, we're playing. And luckily, the dress Perry had me wearing, I sweated it up big time. Because he's got a couple ladies in stilts. And breathing fire, and she catches fire, and falls on me, but I don't catch fire because of the sweaty. And so I remember her yelling, "Cut me out!" Because she's actually tied into the stilts, and she's screaming, "Cut me out! Cut me out!" Oh man, that was so scary. But she made it through. But I heard she passed away. Yeah, drug us. Be careful, people. Speaking of beautiful things, it's time for a spin cycle.
Cool.
Much respect, Brother Matt. Take it away.
we got power. That is why we gather today. Celebrate our whole.
We spit flows on bowls. Listen to the message that you never know. Got a plan for the man in his federal. The rhyme animal. Back to play the part again. Clear the madness and put the message in deep. The enemy is back to rip the mic. We come together, so don't believe the hype. Check my tone, it's a war here at home. We united and strong, and never move
we
alone.
Justice, equality, and freedom now. Put fam first, man, woman, and child. Never mind, keep it hostile till we raise. Where we say what we mean, and we mean what we say. It's been a long time coming that we mob is one. Gorilla punk, hard truth, nigga, that's what's up. No peace on the street till the justice come. From the battle to the bullet, if it's on, it's on.
I ain't letting nothing hold me back. A block, they gon' have to pop me to stop me. See, I ain't letting nothing hold me back. A block, they gon' have to pop me to stop me. Believe I ain't letting nothing hold me back. A block, they gon' have to pop me to stop me. My brother, I ain't letting nothing hold me back. A block, they gon' have to pop me to stop me.
Yo, I'm a target. I got proof. My building got an X on it. Bloomberg threw the hex on it. It's like a pistol with effects on it. On a nigga with arrest warrants. Hitting pigs in they test quadrant where they vest wasn't. Now he dead, cousin. All you snitches hit the red buttons. We some Uncle Tom killers. Mini Ninny Gazillas. Political caterpillars for this freedom forever. Yo, when police stop the whip, you got to eat them trees. I ain't got no G to get in them crackers and court fees. You know my steed. Security first. Prepare for the worst. Never caught slipping if you stay on alert. Malcolm X said send them to the cemetery if they touch. A revolutionary virtue, a dull blade to hurt you. I'm up early working my machete in war. It ain't no warning, you just got to be ready.
I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. My nigga, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. My nigga, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. You see, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block. They gon' have to pop me to stop me.
Bigger than rap. You really think you gon' be left alone? I'm saying that you believe. And ain't gonna have to get your scrap on, yap on. And we'll see if that's the right route. While I get my clap on and turn niggas lights out. I tried to be nice, now we gon' have to bleed them. I'm willing to do a killing for the price of freedom. Coming from the left, nigga, hood is how we kept it. So prison or death is just something I done accepted. So we a murderer snake, and we a killer skunk. This ain't the word of a fake, it's gorilla funk. So right now is the time, and your turf the location. Y'all about to see the rebirth of a nation. Even if some got de-rebelized, the revolution still will not be televised. U.S. government telling hella lies. And it's evident when you look in this president devil eyes.
I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. Yeah, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. Nah, homie, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. My brother, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. That's real talk on the one.
That is why I challenge you now. Stand together, raise your fists together, and engage in our national black listener. Do it with courage and determination. I am somebody. I am somebody. I may be poor. Be on welfare, but I am somebody. I may be unskilled, but I am somebody. I am nice, beautiful, proud. I must be respected. I must be protected. What time is it? When we stand together, what time is it? Say no more yes about what time is it? What time is it? What time is it?
up or down, no right or wrong, no black or white, everyone is the plowman. Everyone is the seed. Everyone is the harvest and everyone yields in the garden of many fields. Everyone is one with one love and one love is one with everyone. Stand and deliver. We fight for one another with Burroughs philosophy. We fight for one another with cultural change. We fight for one another with God and country. We kill one another for someone else's pleasure and gain.
June 25th, 2006. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Another new one called Another The Letter.
Not born for lying. I don't fit in the smart pants. But even without trying, I see to the bottom of the sadness of man. Great practice in crying. Out there is a world I don't understand. Enlightenment through devouring. The end of cultured man. great father. Through you, my anger I vent. Point your fucking finger towards the perilous land. You know I was a sinner before you made me your champ. And as my patience with you's growing thinner, every other is joining your camp. I wish I could be happy for no reason at all. Consulting bike repair manual while riding in the space. I'm looking for peace everywhere while it sits on my face.
Finger.
Yeah. Kamilski with point your fucking finger. Before that we had Rich Kid Radio from Napalm Stars. Tim Napalm. Cat I hadn't seen in a long time. Saw again in Las Vegas. I guess he's moving to Austin. And we started the third hour out with another The Letter, something live from the new Wire box set, which is great. It's got two live CDs and then the first three albums put to CD correctly. Mastered good and all that. I got it in the mail. Much respect to this cat from the Watt VBS. Got it for me in up Idaho. Cantaro is his name. Cantaro is his name. And he got that for me, and then I could hit him back with the bonage.
Cool.
That was so cool of him to get me that from the Wire website. I think it's pinkflag.com. Great band. I don't know if there'd be a Minutemen without Wire.
Wow.
Pop group. So, oh, yeah. We finished up the second hour with the Spin Cycle. Very good, Brother Matt.
Cool.
And, yeah, you played...
Some Sprangle.
Sprangle.
Yeah.
Yeah, Strip, I heard about them, but tell us about those cats.
Well, I don't really know all that much about them, but they're very accomplished musicians. They've got their other bands going. This is like a project type thing, I think, and they were going to set out to do like three or four records, and I think this was the last one that they've done now. Nothing Lasts, something like that. But real psychedelic bunch of characters.
But the same cat on the
same the little multi-eyed psychedelic tripper. Little gesture character on the cover.
And the way stumbled onto him was some kind of...
Yeah, it was like digital psychedelia.
Some flash animation where the kid goes on a trip.
With Hoffman. Pounding the drum. And he went on a wild mushroom trip, and it was really great. The guy's website went down, I think.
because I had a link to it for a long time, so you could take a little virtual mushroom trip. And that was the soundtrack to the trip, which is very appropriate.
It was a schlongle.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys must have gobbled a few psilocybins in that day.
Some trip. Let's see. We got something here from the guy who produced Double Nickels on the Dime, the late, great Ethan James. Here's something from the last record he did. Learning Chinese the Hard Way. Watch from Pedro Show. Thank you.
Here's to the new day.
Yeah. That was an ending, huh? That was Scott Reeder with As I'm Dreaming from his solo record. Scotty played with maybe Caius, a bunch of those jamming bands. What do they call it? With Josh and
Peter Greeter, the meter reader.
No, what do you call it? Stoner Rock or something? Queens of Stone Age.
Oh, yeah.
Before him was The Sound of Failure by Flame and Lips from their new record. And we started off with Ethan James from his final record. Ethan and Shira duet number two. That was Ethan on the hurdy-gurdy and Shira on the violin. Ethan, again, he did Double Nickels on the Dime, half of Buzzer Howl, Under the Influence of Heat, and Three-Way Tie for Last, Minutemen Records. Plus the first two Firehose records, Raging Full On and Ifin.
Yeah, I first got turned on to him from Radio Tokyo.
Right. That's where we gave him a song. We gave him Corona, and he said, okay, now I'll do one free for you. And so we put three of them together and told him it was one song. That became one side of Buzzer Howl. He also did the first two Dosa records. Almost done with the fourth Dose album. A couple tunes. I know I've been saying that. Sorry, Kira. But when I come back from this stooge run, I'll get that done. And Yuka's going to mix it.
Oh, cool.
That's righteous.
Awesome.
Kira's way into that. She says, look, we're too close to this, Mike. You get someone else. Okay. Then we don't have to fight. Okay. Yeah, anyway, Ethan very much missed. Maybe he died 3 years ago. He's a beautiful man. Cancer took him so quick. Fucked up disease. Snuff him in his prime. But I learned a lot from him, and I always think of him a lot. He's a beautiful man. So rest peacefully, Ethan. Yeah, that record's called Learning Chinese the Hard Way. That's about life, learning the hard way, losing people. Terrible. Okay, here's a band from Australia. I played with these cats. I had a day off from the Stooges in Sydney. And so these young men, two brothers, Timothy Benn and... God, what was his brother? He had a younger brother. He's like 19. Oh, Christ. Let me look on that. This is terrible. Oh, yeah, Jacob, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Timothy, Ben, and Jacob, and they had his band, Gallucci, and I, and Mr. McKay, Steve McKay, on the tenor sax. We jammed a bunch of Stooges in this little Mexican restaurant, Cafe Pacifico. And anyway,
Mexican
they have their
restaurant in Australia.
Yeah, in Australia.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty good show.
Cool.
Okay, what I had. I had some tequila, too. A little bit. In fact, they put me behind the bar, and I was pouring. I never really poured drinks from behind a bar before, so that was a new experience. And Scotty Ashton was there for moral support. That was great. Really beautiful. Weird night. Anyway, they, Timothy, Ben, and Jacob have a band called Gallucci. And here's a tune from them on the Watt from Pedro show.
I'm what you am. Hide and sweep that part of me, you old devil's spam. I see you walking, I hear you talking when I sleep. I know you're going out there on a midnight creep. Old devil's spam, that's what you am. Hide and sweep that part of me, you old devil's spam. Infernal meat, that midnight treat. Hide and hide that part of life that's going with time you eat. I saw you with your cheap disguise. I saw you with my x-ray eyes. Saw your scarlet swollen face. Then I heard a start to sing. Infernal meat, that midnight treat. Hide and hide that part of life. Let's go, it's time to eat.
4 days of life, your vitamin C.
Good for me and it's good for me.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Swamp Dweller. Actually, we had a couple projects here. John Wicks, Los Pumpkinheads drummer.
Effort Master.
The cat that accompanies me and Money Mark with our monthly jams in Pedro at Sacred Islands Coffee House. Next one's August 4th, 8 o'clock, free admission, all ages. Come on.
Great coffee.
Anyway, this is John spent, he's from New Orleans, but he spent a few years up in Seattle. And one of his projects here was Swamp Dweller, and that's a tune called Effort Master. And we had to edit it down a little bit because, yeah, we're almost at the end of the June 25th, 2006 edition of Watt from Pedro Show.
Cool jam.
Before that, we had another unit he did up there called
Spirit Tuck.
And a tune called Dryer. Before that, we had a Finnish band called Cosmo Jones Beat Machine and a tune called I Asked for Gasoline. Doug Pinnock with Beautiful before that. Cat from King's X. I was told he was quite a bass player, but you won't hear it on that tune. Or maybe you do. You know, it's one of those
secret bass
things. Yeah, secret bass. Braille. Like, speaking of Braille, a gig last week. I did two in one night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And maybe I talked about it, did I? Or did Before Carlos give me a chance?
It was a pregame show.
Right, instead of the Galaxy and the Hardcore. Yeah. And then later I did a gig up in Silver Lake with Dose. But anyway, the amp blows up right before the first song.
Oh, man.
So I got to do the whole gig mime. I think it came out through the director and was in the house for the kids, but on stage, nothing. And my guys, it was Pete and Jer, second man.
Oh, man.
They had to read the whole thing by, you know, no notes.
Wow.
Me either, no notes. But what was I going to do? Throw a fit? You know, there's five bands on the bill, like Youth Brigade and U.S. Bombs and stuff like that. And I get this, I got quite a few messages and emails from cats saying, whoa, you know, young. I even in the middle of the set, I said to the dudes, I know, man, this must be weird, but can you believe that in the old days of punk, it was weird? So not like you're automatically supposed to like it, but it's kind of okay to be weird, especially if you're going to holler anarchy.
Yeah, you got to make it work.
Yeah. So, but, you know, I wasn't trying to speak down to him. I also told him, man, I dig it when young people are getting into it, you know, because punk is, God, 30 years old now. Everybody's got their own trip on it. And so I want to work hard for him and not throw a fit like, you know, oh, look, his panties are bunched up and he can't do his performance. Musician, artiste, performance. No, I had to, you know, this is the hand I got dealt, I got to play it. And like, if it's no note, hey, just chalk it up as character builder and pants shitter. Parenthetical pants shitter. And it was, you know, but I just tried my hardest. And some cat sent me a picture of it where the light caught me. And like, I'm all lit up. You can't even tell the amp ain't working. You know? I'm even in front of the amp. The amp gets a little part of the shot. But this light is lighting me up. You know how sometimes because of the, I don't know, exposure time. So it's gotten blurring this gold and it looks like I have, yeah, I was told the light of rock is coming out of me. So, and I hauled ass like 40 miles up and did the dose gig. And Kira was wailing.
Cool.
She was wailing. It was with this great Italian band called Zoo. Oh, man, they were smoking, the trio. And Nels was there. They conked at Nels' pad. And to get to, and Steve Reed was there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it was, the whole thing was quite a trip. Dig doing the gigs. Well, before Doug, we had the Badenovs with that old Devil Spam. And we started off with Can't Sing and Don't Give a Fuck by Gallucci.
Yay.
And with that, yeah, we're at the end here of the Watt from Pedro Show, the June 25, 2006 edition. Next show will be when I get back from Stoogeville at the end of July.
Cool.
I get back July 23. Brother Matt, thanks so much for your most essential aiding and abetting and your spin cyclage and wisdom.
Grass.
And fucking forward thinking. And all you folks out there, keep your powder dry.